Today is August 17th, 2018. The time is 10:51 a.m. This is Agent Kevin Kobach from CBI, making a phone call to witness in the Watts matter, Nicole Lee Kessinger at 720-656-9605. Texted me last night and said that she recalled some further information after an interview with her on the 16th. So this phone call will be to update whatever information she wants to provide and address a couple other issues that were not addressed during the initial interview. Hi, Nikki. It's Kevin.
Hi.
How are you? Sorry for the delay. I got stuck in a meeting, obviously. Couldn't walk out. So I apologize for taking so long to get back to you.
It's okay.
You at least got a couple hours of sleep last night?
Yes.
You sound a little bit better than yesterday.
I feel a little bit better. Not much, but I feel like sitting down and just talking about all of that with everybody is it's helping.
Good. Well, I think just keep that up. And again, if you need any, if I can put you in touch with somebody from a victim advocate to whatever I can help you with, just call and ask.
Okay. I'm going to need you to do that once we're done talking.
Okay. Sure. I can get somebody in touch with you today. And you don't need to tell me about anything. We talked about that yesterday, but it might be something good for you to do, and I can make that happen today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what you texted me about 2 a.m. and said that you remembered some other information. What did you remember?
Just kind of odds and ends. And I'm sure there will be more as this goes on. I interacted with him so much that sometimes, I just have to stop and think about how much information that I have gotten from him over the last few months and the last week or so. And, like I said, I never know what's true and what's not anymore.
Sure.
But I figured I'll just give you guys everything I have. And hopefully I don't have to keep calling you back with more, but no promises.
No, that's okay. Please do. Like I told you yesterday, anything that comes to mind that you think is important, I'd like to know. Because you know him better than anybody probably over the last 6 to 8 weeks. So that's anything that he said to you or anything that stands out to you as you're reflecting on all this kind of mess here is important for me to know.
Understood. Couple things. So one, I went back and I tried to find whatever text you were talking about between my friend Charlotte and me with the eHarmony thing, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
If her and I text so much though, so if you find it and you show it to me, let me know. But it's just I was on that site, but it was never worth a damn for me. So
sure.
It wasn't really something that I ever discussed with her. However, when I was going back through there, I did realize that I had offhandedly mentioned to her a little bit about Chris. I didn't tell her that I was how deep the rabbit hole went on that, I guess you could say, but it was kind of vague, and she was asking a lot of questions at that point, but it was just I did say something to her.
You guys, I think I just looked at the messages. And there was some little bit of conversation regarding, he's got kids. There was some conversations about some sexual related stuff, and that was about it. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's it. But I did mention it to her, and honestly, we've talked since then, and I haven't even mentioned him. And that girl's so wrapped up in everything that's going on in her life. I don't even think she realizes what's going on in the news.
Okay.
I don't even think she's going to connect the dots. I would be surprised. I honestly am convinced that if I don't say a word about it, I bet you she won't even bring him up.
Okay.
And even if she did, if I was just he's not around anymore in my life, I don't even think. I'm not concerned about her.
Okay. And the only concern I had there is there seemed like there was some conversation about a boyfriend, and it doesn't seem so you were actually talking to her about Chris, not a boyfriend.
Ah, I went back through those texts. I'm like, what is he talking about? I don't see anything about eHarmony. I mean, and if it's in there, maybe it is, and I just missed it. But okay. It's like, no, I don't know.
It's not all that important. It's not all that important. So we can move past that. What else?
On Monday night, so a couple things. I told you we had been, he had like texted me, and then at the end of the night, he had called, or I had called. I think he called me, but either way, we were on the phone with each other. And like, at some point when we were on the phone, he was like, do you want to FaceTime? And I remember I was laying in bed, and I was just like, you know what? Okay, let me turn on the light. And I remember I turned on the light, and we FaceTimed. And when we FaceTimed, he didn't really say much. Like, it was almost kind of awkward. I don't even know why I didn't think of this earlier, but it was like, it was very short too. It was super brief.
And like, what's short? What is short? Like a couple of minutes or 30 minutes?
Oh, no, I bet it was only probably like less than 5 minutes. I think it was only like a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And I think we were like talking a little bit, but he was laying down on a mattress that didn't have any sheets on it. And I was like, okay. So I was thinking like, well, maybe he's in bed, I don't know what's up. But I remember asking him, like, where's your sheet, you know? And he's like, oh, I washed them. And then this is the part, I don't remember if this sentence right here came in this FaceTime conversation or if it came in a phone conversation prior to the FaceTime conversation, but regardless, this next sentence came on Monday night, and I'm so sorry that I cannot, like, always remember chronological every little detail.
That's okay. It's understandable.
There's so much. But I remember he was saying that he was cleaning the house to try to keep busy, to take his mind off of things. And this was on the phone. And I didn't, and it was kind of late when he was doing it. And like, I didn't honestly think that much about it originally, because that man is always cleaning. Like, he's a very, very, like, organized, meticulous, clean individual. Like, he's the type of guy that will, like, vacuum his whole house 1 week, and if there's rooms that don't get used, he'd vacuum again the next week just because it's, like, part of his routine.
Okay.
So the fact that he's, like, cleaning to kill time and take his mind off things did not seem like a super red flag to me. Because I was like, okay, well, that's what he does. He just, like, on his days off, like, he organizes his basement, or he, like, cleans his garage. It's what he does.
Okay.
And, so that didn't seem at all, like, the norm for me. But something that just kind of, like, dawned on me last night is he made the comment directly after that. He said, I had to wash the kids' sheets. He was like, they smelled. And I was like, was thinking about that last night, and I'm like, this man keeps that house so clean. That's like the cleanest house I've ever seen. And I'm like, this man keeps that house so clean. Why would his kids' sheets smell bad?
And this, and that, you think this was Monday night? What time do you think it was Monday night?
Oh God, I don't even know. I almost wish you guys would show me my phone.
So I'm gonna read off your phone calls for Monday and Tuesday, starting.
No, it's on Monday.
Okay,
tell me Monday night.
Monday night, you guys had. We talked about a phone call yesterday, but you guys had a phone call Monday night. It looks like he called you. It was 48 minutes and 57 seconds. It was at 9:48 p.m. that he called you. So that would take us to about 10:35. And then there's another call on Monday. It's for 51 minutes and 25 seconds, it looks like. I'm not sure, looking at this, who called who, but it looks like you called him. And that was at 11:09 p.m. That lasted 51 minutes. So that takes us to midnight. And then there's another phone call where he calls you. So we're now into midnight, you know, Tuesday morning. It's a 30-minute phone call that lasts until 12:38 a.m. And then after 12:38 a.m., there's a 2 minute and 44 second phone call that lasts for, or pardon me, that starts at 1:12 a.m. It's 2 minutes and 44 seconds. So
yeah, so I would almost, this is just me, but I would go get my text messages with him from that night, and I would like sync them up to that like time frame, because okay, there was texting in between that. So I think what happened is he called me on that first call, and then there's that gap between the first call and the second call. In that gap, that was when I FaceTimed for a few minutes, and that was when I got up out of bed because I was just having trouble sleeping, and I was like, I went and did laundry. That's what I did. I went and like put some clothes. I just put some clothes in the dryer, and then I think I called him back, and then we continued to talk. So that little gap right there between those two big phone calls at the very beginning of the night.
Yes.
I mean, not the very beginning of the night, but the like the big big ones at the first two. So in between that gap, there's like a quick FaceTime.
So do you think that 2 minute and 44 second is the FaceTime?
The one at the very end.
Yeah. Well, so
no,
there's.
I don't even think the FaceTime's on there.
Okay.
Because the FaceTime occurred in between those two big phone calls.
Okay.
Because it was, so it was like one big phone call, and then there should have been, there's a FaceTime, and the FaceTime's short. It's only a few minutes, and then there's probably just a few more minutes.
There's
and
like,
that's probably.
So there's a few more calls on Tuesday. So 1:12 is the 2 minute and 44 second call. That lasts till approximately 1:14, and then there's a long gap until 1:50. So another 35 minutes, and then there's a 7 minute phone call. That phone call lasts till 1:58 a.m., and then there's a 10 second phone call at 2:07 a.m., followed by I think he calls you and maybe leaves a voicemail or something, or you don't pick up. So there's a 10 second call. And then directly after that, there's a 10 minute and 24 second phone call.
Okay. So I'm talking about the two at the very beginning of the two long ones.
And is that when he's talking about the kids?
Yes, I will help you line this up. Like, I almost want to just come in there and like drop and drag all of my texts to where they were going.
And you know what? We may meet and do that here coming early next week.
Yeah, well, all those phone calls at the very end of the night, that was me freaking out. Like, if you look at my texts, a lot of that was like, I can't sleep, I'm really scared, where's your family? That was like me freaking out, and him calling to like try to reassure me, or me calling him like, please talk to me, I'm super scared, where's your family? Like, those little ones at the very end of the night are me not being able to sleep and trying to get him to like talk to me about like, and just I guess making sure everything was okay. So that those like real late ones, and that's why they're all kind of like sporadic, because I'd be up for like an hour, and then I'd fall asleep for like 15 minutes, and then I would like wake up and start stressing again and try to call them back. Like, so that's why they're all these like little sporadic ones throughout the end of the night. But those two big ones.
So yesterday we talked about Tuesday was mainly text messages regarding your confrontation about his wife being pregnant.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
It is. And I mean, I guess those phone calls were on Tuesday morning, but for me, it was still Monday night.
So I
was talking to you guys last night. That's
right.
How I refer to it, because I hadn't, like, gone to bed yet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. No, that makes sense to me. Okay.
So I guess those technically were on Tuesday, but according to my daily sleep schedule, that was still my Monday night.
Right. So the last phone call with him on Monday, well, it basically starts into Tuesday. It takes you all the way to Tuesday. It actually ends like basically at midnight on Monday, August 31st. So his wife gets home sometime at about 2 o'clock on that morning. So
no, she got home on Sunday.
Pardon me, Sunday. She got home on Sunday. So did you ever talk to him late on Sunday night?
No, we were on the phone, but I mean, I had to let him go and get up and go to work.
That was the 9 to 11 call that we, it was like a 2-hour phone call we talked about yesterday on Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 11.
And that would have been the last time that I talked to him until the work day on Monday.
And that's when he texted you at like 3:45.
No, we talked during work. Remember I told you he like randomly texted me throughout the day at work, but it was like, it was just like bullshit conversation.
Okay.
It wasn't like anything of
no substance. Okay. So the most important thing that you've said here is this Monday night phone call, he doesn't have any sheets on the bed, and he said his children's sheets were smelly.
They smell.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's get back to that, because I feel like you and me are kind of getting off track.
Yep.
So go to that first long phone call on Monday night was, I think, when he told me that. I don't think he told me that in the FaceTime text. I mean, in the FaceTime conversation, I think he told me that in the first conversation where he was like, their sheets smell. And I remember thinking to myself, like, why? Like, you keep such a clean house. Like, why would your kids' sheets stink? And, like, it just didn't really click.
Did you confront him?
What's up?
Did you confront him why the sheets smelled, or did you inquire why?
No. I didn't even ask.
Do you know his... I mean, his children were quite young, and I think one of them was still in diapers. Would have that been a potential reason, you know, that one of them had an accident, or did it seem like that's not what he was talking about?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't elaborate.
Okay.
He was just like, I mean, like I said, he always cleans the house, but even if his kids were to be in diapers and, like, have accidents, like, I just feel like the man keeps his house so clean, and she does, too. They both must have to, like, coexist in a house that clean, but, like, I just don't see anything in that house, like, smelling.
Okay. All right.
So that was why I brought that up, because I was like, whoa. Okay.
Very important. Thanks for remembering that.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm really trying to help you guys. I need you guys to help me too. Like,
yes, ma'am.
This is a team, but just don't.
So
the reason why
we can't, like, I did think about this yesterday, that I would like to sit down with you once we have your text messages and the phone calls, and we can put them in a some type of easily looking, that we can sit down and look at them and compare them, and we can kind of get the context of how everything was going that night. I would like to do that with you. Unfortunately, so the download that we got yesterday is going to take multiple days to be analyzed. I probably won't have it back till next week. And then, because you guys did have so many text messages, one of my analysts is working on getting those in order, so we can put something together where we can actually sit down and discuss it. But I do think that's something that I want to do in the near future, sometime probably next week.
I mean, I can do that. I don't mind giving you guys my time. I just need you guys to, like, help me with my employer and try to just help me brace for this media thing and just try.
So I think your personal mental health is the number one issue. So let me help you with that and get a victim advocate to call you. And you can address questions of employment with them. I think they're better suited to answer those questions than I am. So I would ask you to direct questions to them. If they can't answer them, I'll try to help you as best as I can. I think you have a personal decision to make on what you want to do with your employer. I think you're kind of backed into a corner. And you are gonna. It's a tough decision. Do you want to inform them of what was going on? But I will tell you that I think that when they started looking at information for us, and I clarified this morning because I didn't do some of the work on this, but there was either text messages or emails between you and Chris that were on that were on company-related phones or on company-related computers that they were privileged to look at. So they already know about you. Okay, so...
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to keep my job. I hope they don't fire me for that. I mean, technically, I'm not an APT employee, and he is, and it was his phone and not mine, so,
well,
like,
I don't think that's fire... Like, I don't know labor law. I'll just put it that way. I think that, you know, whatever. I mean, people have relationships at work, and you guys were smart enough to stop the stuff, however you guys did it. Is it an unusual circumstance that two people who got together at their place of employment, this terrible tragedy happened. Yes. Do I think that they are going to do anything to you? I don't think so. I mean, if you read the paper today, you saw they already fired Chris. I mean, that,
oh yeah, well,
that,
as they should, but right. I'm hoping they're not going to fire me.
Well,
too.
And I think you need to head that up. I think if it was me, and this is just a personal, this is not a professional opinion, it's a personal opinion, because I'm trying to help you as much as I can. I would reach out to your employer and just say, I want to come and talk to you, but maybe talk to your EAP people first, and let me get you in touch with a victim advocate, because again, I think your mental health is more important right now than even your employment. I want you to make sure that you're comfortable and safe in everything that's happening, and then make some, professional decisions and in regards to your employment. Okay. So let me do that.
And go ahead.
No, I have a couple more questions that don't relate to anything that we just talked about. Is there anything else that you remembered last night that you want to address?
Yeah, a few. So I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And then we can talk about that whole thing too, because I was actually going to see if I could email them today. I was going to email my upper boss, and I was actually going to call her and see and just ask her if she can have, she's Anadarko rep, see if she can have a schedule sit down with my employer Tasman and schedule sit down with EAP, and I want to get in a room with them all at the same time and just give them kind of a brief synopsis of what's going on and just ask them for help and see what they have to say. Yeah. But I was going to
I think
tell
that's
you
a good plan.
Say to them and just ask your opinion on it, because I don't want to give them too much.
You do not need to tell them anything about the investigation or anything about what we discussed. From my standpoint, the investigative pieces that we've talked about, and specifically things that relate directly to why something may have happened or time frames or things like that, they don't need to know that. I think...
Oh, I wasn't going to tell them that. I was just going to let them know that I was...
You were in a relationship with
this case, and that I was... That I'm like a witness to this case, and that right now it's pretty quiet, but, you know, in a few weeks, given how everything goes, it might become kind of a media frenzy, and I was just going to tell them, like, you know, I mean, I didn't commit any crimes, and I'm not in trouble, but working with the prosecutor to try to help to bring some closure to this horrible thing, and then just tell them, like, you know, I don't think the media is going to portray a very nice picture of me, and it's just an unfortunate circumstance, and, you know.
I think that your projection of whatever is going to happen with the media can be reserved until that time. I know that's like your biggest fear in this, but right now I wouldn't address anything that hasn't happened. I think I would simply tell them, look, I am involved in this case. I'm a witness, and I, you know, whether or not I think they already know it, and I'm sure Anadarko is going to talk with whoever your employer is to make them aware of that. And then, hey, I had a relationship with this guy, and that's all they need to know. They don't need to know anything else. And then, I mean, you have to protect your employment and your personal well-being. So think of the best way to do that, and just minimal information. You don't have to tell them very much, but I do think you're on the right track of getting ahead of it. But again, I'm not an attorney, especially a labor attorney. So you have to make decisions for yourself on that. But some of the people here in the victim advocate realm may be able to give you some better advice than I.
I was hoping to do that today.
Sure, I will make a phone call today and
get the ball rolling on this, because I would like to either go to work on Monday or figure out what is going on with a fresh week and try to put my life together, because I think it will help.
Yeah, I think getting back to work and not sitting there and dwelling on this at every moment is going to be very beneficial to you. So I will reach out to those people who handled that today. If I had a name, I'd give it to you. I don't. But I'll see who's available. Okay? So what other...
I want to reach out to them today.
Okay. As soon as we're done here, I'll make that my next priority.
Thank you.
What other things is there that you thought of last night?
I don't know when this phone conversation happened. I think that this was Monday at some point as well. I think it might have even been the same phone conversation as him washing the sheets and everything. I think it might have been the same conversation. He informed me that her friend Nikki's son was at the house when the cops came, and that he was running all over the house and up and down in all the rooms. And at this point, I was like, well, is anything missing? Because I was thinking on Monday that this girl had just left for the night. So I was like, well, maybe if she's staying with Nikki or somebody, maybe she forgot some stuff. So maybe they're sending, you know, they're like sending him in like, hey, go get a toothbrush or go get this or go get that. Like, I didn't know. And so he's like, yeah, this little kid was like running all over my house and in all the different rooms in the house. And I was like, well, is anything missing? And he was like, well, I think there's some blankets missing from my kid's rooms, but I don't think he took them. I think she did.
Okay. So he said, little kid, do you know how old this man was or boy was?
Oh, Nikki's son? I don't know. Okay. I think he's like 10 or 12. Like, I think he's I don't know. I think he's like 10 or 12. Like, old enough to, like, process information and run around house.
So he said he thought that the kid didn't take him, but that maybe Shanann had taken him.
Yes.
That's weird. Okay. So Nikki Sunny's like 10 to 12. And I'm just making some notes. Just a sec.
Take your time.
Okay. What else?
Let me see. I don't know. I feel like I had a list in my head and I almost wrote it out. But
so,
I didn't want to put it on paper.
How about this? And I was going to mention this last night, but I think both of us were pretty tired, and we were there for a long time yesterday. So, if you have a thought, keep a notepad and a pen and paper with you and write it down, and then that way you don't lose it. That way, then you can just call me and we can discuss it, and we're done, and then move on. Then you don't have to think about it anymore. Does that sound like a decent idea?
It does.
Okay.
I don't know what else I was going to tell you. Oh, when we FaceTime too. So let me go back to that too. So
okay.
I think all of this was on Monday. So I think both the comments about the blankets and the sheets were on that first phone call on Monday. And then directly after that phone call, there was like a brief FaceTime. And when I FaceTimed him, he was laying on a bed that didn't have any sheets on it.
Okay.
And I remember, and he was like in just like a little wife beater top, and he didn't really say much. It was like he wanted me to talk to him. He's like, I just wanted to see your face. And he like wanted me to talk to him, but he was like kind of quiet. And actually, that was why I got off the phone with him and went and did laundry, and then so I would call him back on the phone, because when we were FaceTiming, it was like kind of weird. I was like, I don't really know where this is going. Like, you're not really having a conversation with me.
So like, he was just removed. He wasn't very engaged in the conversation.
He was just like really fixated on like me. Like, I bet you if I wouldn't have talked, he would have been okay with it.
Just staring at you?
Yes. I mean, it was just like, it was really brief too. Like, it was super short, and I was just like, this is not going anywhere. And I remember telling him, like, I will call you back, but let me go do some laundry. So I like got out of bed and went and threw some clothes in the dryer that I had forgot to put in the dryer prior to laying down. And then I don't know, I think I might have did like one or two other little quick things, and then I got back in bed and then called him back on the phone, and that's when that second long phone call starts.
Okay. All right, great. Anything else?
Off the top of my head, I don't really think so. I mean, I did want to make a comment too, though. Like, the other gentleman that was in the room last night, I do not remember his name.
His name was Tim.
Tim, that's right. I knew it started with a T, and I kind of remember that. He was asking me, like, oh, did you guys ever talk about my plan, stuff like that? And here's the deal. Like, when it comes to Chris or any other man that I've ever had in my life, like, I always discuss important things, like, where do you want to be in 5 years? Like, you know, is this the type of man that wants to have kids, and in his case, more kids? Like, are you, like, what type of house do you want to live in? Like,